This is Alexia, the studio version. Per dire no. It's about love. And you know, love is passionate. It could be angry. It could be sad. It could be happy.
Nell'amore, nella poesia, che dà un impulso qui nell'anima. Forse il colore sì di questi occhi tuoi. Certezze poi, le illusioni che teniamo giù dentro di noi, no, non è un cielo di nostalgia che offusca il sole in te.
Alexia, where'd you go? I need to talk to some nice lady.
It's almost finished.
Maybe some lady that works for the Bridgeport school system. Is it Roseanne?
Yes, it is, John. Hi, how are you?
Roseanne! Yay!
It's now Sunday again.
We just hit the bass drum just now, in case you're wondering. Roseanne, I love you. Guys are funny. It's like the old days, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's so great to have you back. You have no idea how down and boring my Sundays have been.
Well, lover, now we're up and having fun. You got kids that listen to this, too?
I have kids who listen to you, ooh, and they can't get over that you're back on the radio.
How old are they?
Happy to see me happy.
How old are your children?
Excuse me?
How old are your children?
My daughter is 14. My son is 12.
Are they in the vicinity?
Yes, they are.
Will you make some noise back there?
Can you make some noise, guys?
I love it. Now, listen, Roseanne, you're going to tell everyone in the greater Bridgeport school system to listen to johnlabarca.net.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, they could listen to WDJZ at 10, then at 11 they could tune me in on my website, although I am on at 10 on the website as well.
Right. Right.
So either or, you know,
I blasted you on the radio and the computer, so I got you in extra loud this morning.
Oh, I love you, dear. Thank you.
It's
you make
so
me
great to have you back, John.
Oh, kiddo, you don't know how good it feels. I have living angels around me.
Yeah, and you can consider me one of them. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. No, seriously, I have angels that showed up literally in my face. They're professionals in the business. I can't say anything more than that. that know me and know of me and know me for who I really am and are helping me. And it feels good. Roseanne, thank you for being part of that.
You're so welcome, John. You keep it up. I love you.
God's blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That makes you feel good. It really does. That's soup for my soul, I got to tell you. That's chicken soup for my soul. I just consumed that phone call. I'm going to eat that family right up. Oh, a bone. That's for you there, Kenneth. Give us a phone call locally in the greater Bridgeport area. 3-6. I'm laughing. I'm like a little kid, you know. It's just crazy. 203-367-4395. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not thinking of you, John Loicano, down in Florida. I mean, you could still use the 800 number if you want. 877-377-8838. Don't forget, on the web there, my bonus pack. It's $65, tax tip included. and it's like half of what it normally would go for. Mm-hmm. And these are hours and hours of music. And you're going to hear pieces of different kinds of music that will show up in a new CD. I found a picture, an old black and white picture from 1956. What? Of my dad wearing, they call these T-shirts, don't ask me, I've never done this to my wife. They call them wife beaters. Why do they call those T-shirts wife beater shirts, Kenneth?
And they still do today.
They still call them.
They still call them
awful.
That. Awful.
I have no idea who came up with that.
Me either.
I mean, they're sleeveless.
Even Jamaica, they call them that.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I think it's very chauvinistic. Wife beaters. There are more wives that beat men today. You know, there are statistics out there. There are more men being abused by their wives than wives being abused by their men. But I don't want to get into an argument with that. But I got beaten up by my wife verbally many times. Women can do that. They know what buttons to push with men. Trust me. My honest. There's a woman in my house that just could destroy me with a look. And she's not even blood. I mean, she just does it to me. But anyway, they're sleeveless T-shirts. Ribs in them. Anyway, my father's wearing that shirt. And see, I got back online. You thought I got off on a side crossing. No, I'm back on the subject. My father's playing his concertina. It's a smaller accordion, not the big one.
Right.
And he used to take that thing out and just play it when we had company. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he played it by ear. He didn't know how to read music. He just played around with the keys. I still have my father's accordion. My friend Phil played it for my mother. Wow. When she was in a nursing home at her last birthday. She had a birthday in September and died in October at the age of 92. She died on, and this is really crazy, she died on a day I'll never forget, because on Columbus Day my mother died.
Oh, wow.
At 2:30 in the morning, Columbus Day. And I found myself at home yesterday very upset because the computer, the printer for my computer was not working. And I made a CD to play today, and I had a list of all the songs, and I put all new inkjets in this stupid thing. And the red light kept on blinking, and the green light kept on blinking, and I'm pushing the stop, I'm opening it up, I'm doing everything it says to do, and it's still not printing up. And I was alone, and I was very upset and frustrated, and the darn computer froze up. I had to turn it off and turn it back on, turn it off, turn it back on. Yeah, I know. And I'm talking to my mother, my father, my Aunt Mary, and my brother Peter, because I know they're with me at all times.
Oh, yeah.
They're all gone. They're all passed on to another dimension, you know. They're there listening to us.
Oh, yeah.
We say heaven, whatever it may be, right, whatever you believe in. But they're there, and I felt their presence, and I had a conversation with my family. And you know what? It made me feel good. So don't feel like you're crazy when you start talking to yourself in your car or alone in your home.
Right.
To people who have gone on, like your mother, your grandmother, your grandfather. Because believe it or not, that is very medicinal. It helped me, because sometimes I feel so alone. I could be in a crowded room and be the loneliest guy there.
Yeah.
It's crazy when you're in this kind of business, when you have acquaintances and you have friends, and you can only count friends on one hand.
Tell me about it.
And I've learned that after 20 years in radio. I had all kinds of friends, many of them sponsors. And today they're giving me all kinds of excuses to why they're not with me now. You know, and I understand it. It's okay. It's business. But for the friends who were with me that I didn't know before I left full-time radio, all of a sudden I see a person who's like a friend I've known all my life.
That's a real angel, man. And a funny one, too.
An angel. I am very fortunate, my friend. They say God closes one door and opens up another. In my case, it was a window, because I got wings, baby.